Donald's View, Flashes.
Earlier in this book, Robert described his visits to my offices in Trump Tower, and one thing I haven't mentioned is how his offices are set up. They epitomized control and creativity. I'm not talking about his home office, which has a pool nearby and a well-stocked private library off to his left elbow, but his business offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. When I think about the design of the rich dad offices, it's very clear to me why Robert's books and his many other endeavors have been so vastly successful. He has creative control. His offices in Scottsdale are completely functional, contain an audio and visual studio, and are very compact in comparison to the scope of business generated from them. I immediately knew that Robert and his team knew what they were doing. In short, if you know what you're doing, you don't need a lot of space to do it in. Likewise, when people visit my core office at the Trump Organization, they're always surprised by how small it actually is. We generate a lot of activity from here because we don't have unnecessary energy sappers like overstaffing, overstuffing, or unused space. Everyone knows what they're doing, and they do it. It's hard to be creative when things are too big to control, and it's hard to control that which gets out of hand. Robert also mentions that creativity makes you rich. Absolutely right. And here's another reason for that. Creative people don't need to be motivated by anyone else. They motivate themselves. They listen to and use both sides of their brains for maximum potential. They find inspiration instead of waiting for it, and they use their brains in the biggest way possible. A few years ago, there was an article about the most desired recruits for medical school, music majors. The reason is that their left and right brains are equally developed because music is mathematical and creative at the same time. It also requires discipline and long hours of practice, a great combination of attributes for med school students. Creativity is also related to intuition, something I believe in. Some things are just inexplicable, but the creative mind can grasp them and put them into tangible form. When I'm working on a project, I'm very focused, but I'm also open to new ideas and inspiration that might come along. Sometimes, I'm not exactly sure why something isn't right, but I'll know something isn't right. For example, when I was building Trump Tower, I had people telling me that the lobby should have paintings on the walls. I love paintings, but to me that seemed old-fashioned. I wanted something more original. I had a dramatic atrium space, and I wanted a waterfall. It's nearly 80 feet tall and cost $2 million to build, but it's fantastic. It suits the space. Creativity and control can go hand in hand, and for the best results, that's how it should be. So start listening to both sides of your brain, and you'll start seeing some results.